Welcome to the Two Moms and a Mic podcast. We are Briggs and Dodson, two seasoned moms with a collective of eight kids and an abundance of chaos. We bust ass, fail often, and love fiercely. We're queens with broken crowns. Our intention is to create a community for moms and parents surviving the modern suburban world of raising teenagers. We also intend to drink. Join us for our raw episodes as we navigate stages of midlife while parenting multiple children and thriving with teenagers. Actually, they're trying to kill us. Raise your glasses and tune in. Cheers. Good morning. Welcome to Two Moms and a Mic. What's up, Dodson?
I made it, Briggs. That's all I have. I made it.
Barely?
No, hanging on? I'm okay.
Yeah?
I'm okay now.
Well, what do you mean bourbon now?
No. No bourbon for me today.
Well, I can see why.
You wet your whistle with that, and I'll have my water and coconut water over here.
Why do you need to hydrate so much with that big, enormous bottle of coconut water? I hear that's good for hangovers.
Because my dumbass is hungover.
That's why.
I know. It was an accident. Nobody wants to feel hungover.
What happened?
I just didn't eat enough.
Oh.
I had an entree at dinner, which I thought was sustainable. Obviously, I need carbs when I consume bourbon.
Well, yeah. You need to absorb that.
I know. I had a normal amount, but I'm stupid and was looking for a way to like kick my own ass, I guess. So, yeah.
Happens to the best of us.
God, I'm fine.
Well, I'm glad that you're feeling fine. You look good
for being
so hungover.
Thank you.
And barfing and all that. Jazz.
Oh, God.
Happy hump day.
Yes. Slow stop. Well, I might be a little like, what did she say today? Slow. What's it called? Late start. Sloth start. That's what I was trying to say.
Right. Yeah. My kids got to school late today on sloth start.
Yeah.
So they were like huge sloth start.
Good. You can't speak either. Perfect.
I can't. No. But this is why we keep it real and we're not editing that, so whatever.
We made it on time. MK likes to leave good and early. But there's this woman today. You know where how you drop off and you're supposed to go around and wait in the line to get back out?
Yeah. Nightmare.
You have to follow the directions with the lanes. You just have to. That's what makes it work.
Yeah.
That's why some engineer was paid to construct it that way.
Right.
Well, this woman today just decides to back up and turn around and not follow the lanes. So I beeped at her and I wagged my finger at her like, no.
Did she see you?
Not the way you do it. Yeah, she saw me. I embarrassed Madeline.
Sometimes they're so clueless. They're like, I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want I'm more important than everybody else in this carpool line. And I'm in a bigger hurry than everybody else in this carpool line. And so I'm just going to make up my own rules.
I mean, I guess you can. Well, someone took a left out of there onto Mill, which you also can't do. I wanted to because I had to go to Target, but I followed the rules and took a right and went all the way back around.
Whatever. You know what? Did she see you wag your finger?
She did.
Uh-huh. And did she wave her hand like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry?
No.
Or was she like...
But she also she also didn't give me the middle finger. She just looked at me.
Yeah.
So I hope she felt a little bad.
Well... Yeah,
Says you don't have to wait there for 4 minutes, and I do.
And I bet your car could have just ran her ass over like the best of them.
Plus, it's too cold.
Yeah, happy 17 degrees today in November.
Mm-mm.
Why do we live here?
I don't know.
Why? There's no reason for it. I think past Halloween, we had a blizzard.
Well, Halloween was snowing, but...
But I think after Halloween, we should all move.
Bye.
Yeah.
Snowbird thing. All right, while we're catching up, I want to tell you this thing that happened because I haven't, and I want to get your opinion on it.
Okay.
So this one day after school, so I don't go and pick mine up every day now because they're old enough that they can walk and I want them to be responsible, and I'm lazy and it's cold. So on the days where I'm not over there brokering their play dates, I expect them to come home and ask me or check in first or bring a friend and ask, whatever. So Frankie came home with a friend, and I like the girl, but she walks in with her, and she's like, oh, I invited her for a play date.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, not today. I have to go buy snow boots and stuff. No.
Yeah.
Well, her dad already left.
Like, oh. So you're stuck with the friend.
Okay. So I'm like, well, you guys are staying home with the 12-year-old because I have to quick go to the shoe store. Mm-hmm. So I quick went downtown to get Hazy her boots. While I mean, the shortest errand. But I didn't want to take all of them.
No. So then it becomes the longest errand.
Right. So while I'm there, Rose FaceTimes me. She's like, you have to come back. They're being bad. I walk back in. The cat is on the dining room table, walking around, just doing her thing. The guinea pigs are in an umbrella, open and upside down, with blankets on them, pooping and shitting in the umbrella. How do you get guinea pig piss? Or I said pooping and shitting. I'm so hungover.
Wait.
Peeing and shitting in an umbrella.
Do you live in a freaking zoo? How many animals do you have?
Too many.
Oh,
I can't fuck with the animals.
That.
I know.
I used to be in that space.
No, I do love the guinea pigs though. They're so cute.
Guinea pigs are adorable,
but don't take them out to pee on an umbrella. What the hell?
Well, because.
And then there's food everywhere. They had raided all the snacks.
Yep.
They went, then this is the part. So what I'm getting at is, well, one, it's absurd to do the umbrella thing.
It's kind of funny. Was stupid. Were they just like running around the umbrella and the umbrella was like, teeter-tottering?
No, there were blankets on them. Like, but why did they think to make them a bed and an umbrella? I mean,
because.
This is my what the fuck moment. What the fuck are the guinea pigs doing in an umbrella?
Yeah, that is a what the fuck moment.
So then I go downstairs to switch laundry. And you know, I have the nice crystal glasses for bourbon.
Yes.
Those are in the art studio with water in them and pastels.
Oh,
and then that was it.
God.
That's when I was like, oh, okay, mommy's having a tantrum now.
And do you have like those nice Waterford?
I don't know what brand they are, but they should not be down there.
No.
No. So I was like, okay, you've done enough things now that I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
So I had a little mommy tantrum.
Right.
So do you have a WTF moment for me?
Well,
just pick one.
Just pick one.
There's no grocery cart in your front yard. So
no,
that's boring.
To go on the grocery cart one from last time, that was a huge what the fuck moment in my day that day. But that day when my 15-year-old son got home, I said, Chase, help me lift this damn grocery cart into the back of my car and we're going to go drive to the grocery store and drop it off at the grocery store. What else am I supposed to do with it?
Is that how you got rid of it? Why? Yeah. Was trash day far away? You didn't want to leave it there for a week?
Well, would I just throw it in the garbage?
I have no idea.
You know what? The grocery store is just,
I guess they would have thrown it away if you left it out.
I don't know.
Right?
I felt bad throwing it away.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. I would have kept it maybe. You don't have a use for it in your garage?
I don't know. I don't have room for it in the garage.
You should have given it to me. My kids would have thought that was super fun.
No, I don't want a grocery cart in my house. I'm not a saver. I'm not one of those like hoarder people. I do not want a grocery cart in my front lawn or in my garage. So yeah, no, we dropped it off at the grocery store and I'm sure somebody's walking around Jewel with that grocery cart right now.
That's sensible of you.
Yeah, well, whatever. At least it's out of my freaking face. Another what the fuck moment. I don't know. I don't really have one that compares to that. I just have little ones that are just stupid.
It compares to the grocery cart one?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, piggybacking off of your situation with the friends coming over, my kids are bad with that. Like my youngest son, Christian, he will come home from school every single day or not come home from school every single day. Either go to a friend's house without asking, or all of a sudden I come downstairs and all of a sudden I have a house full of kids that I didn't know were coming over.
He has a little entourage.
Yes. And you know what? That's fine. I enjoy being the house where friends come over and hang out and stuff, but I just want a heads up. To me, that's a respect thing. Because if we had plans or if I had something going on or if I had to go somewhere, I don't want to leave them all here alone.
I know. That's the part that made me mad that day is I generally don't have anything happening, you know, from 3 to 8. So I can stand there and be their slave. But I did that day.
Yeah. Well, and you end up having to feed all of them.
I know.
And then, you know, maybe there's just one day where you just want some peace.
I used to do that. I used to have one day where I was like, no play dates, sisters only. I'm trying to do that every other now. Because I just am like, well, how many kids do I have to constantly entertain? I have enough of my own.
Right. Right. Exactly. I mean, they're kind of mine, at least, are at the ages where I don't have to, like, I don't have to entertain these kids anymore.
Well, I don't have to entertain them.
But they always do want shit.
Yes.
Mom, can you make us some cookies? Mom,
I just have to feel a little bit more on.
Yeah, so, exactly. You can't walk around in your robe.
Well, right. That's really what it comes down to, because I want to be in my robe.
Right.
Okay?
I want to be in my robe, too. I just bought a new robe.
Oh, I'm about to.
I haven't had a good robe, I don't think, ever.
Oh, I buy one every year.
I bought one.
I'm obsessed.
I bought one that's UGG, like the brand UGG.
Yes.
Wait, oh my God.
Is the inside of it like the UGGs?
Yes. I don't ever want to take it off.
Okay. That's the one I'm getting, because I've been looking.
Go to Nordstrom Rack. Go to Nordstrom.
Is that where you got it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good job. Wait, online?
No. No. Oh. I walked into the actual store and the first thing I saw was an UGG robe.
Good
and I was
you.
Like, yeah, my husband is going to come downstairs and say to me one more time, wow, that robe looks really nice on you again today.
Yes, it does.
Do you want to go out to dinner tonight, honey? No.
No, I'm in an UGG robe.
Be in my robe. But you can go get carry out and bring it home to me while I sit here in my robe.
Perfect. Okay, we're going to do this new thing called the like hot as shit topic, or the hot topic, something.
Yes.
Okay, because of you sent me this story about, wait, who was it? T.I.? No.
Yes.
It was.
The rapper, T.I.
Yeah, and the way he's treating his daughter. I wish we had seen this when we were doing our episode about contraceptives and autonomy or whatever, but.
Yes, so this topic was so disturbing. I mean, T.I., famous rapper. In mm-hmm. fact, I kind of liked his songs back in the day.
He did that really good one, Whatever You Like, or something, right?
Yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. He apparently has a daughter who is, God, how old is she? 17, 18. He takes her every year to her gynecologist appointment and asks the gynecologist, or rather, I don't want to say forces, but requests mm-hmm. that the gynecologist give him a report on whether or not his daughter's hymen is still intact and not broken. What in the actual fuck is wrong with him? He wants to make sure that she is still a virgin. And so could you imagine your dad taking you to the gynecologist in the first place?
Well, she obviously must be underage, because the second that he's not in control of that anymore, she is going to full out go and have her sex.
Okay, so like physiologically speaking,
yeah,
there are millions, not millions, but that's an exaggeration, but there are many, many ways that your hymen can break other than losing your virginity. Okay?
Well, obviously she's still okay. She probably walks around really carefully. Can you imagine that?
He has.
And what is he going to do if it's broken?
Right. Exactly.
Right?
What is he going to do? Oh, shame on you. You had sex. You're 18.
Why does he think that he's in control like that?
Well, okay. So,
and he's living out of fear.
Well, absolutely. He doesn't want his daughter having sex.
Well, not his choice.
It's not his choice. I don't understand.
Is that a picture of her?
This is a picture of her, which she is drop dead beautiful girl, right?
Oh, wow.
But like, what message is that sending to her? Like,
well,
I'm going to scare the shit out of you to remain a virgin.
I think more than that is the fact that her dad doesn't trust her.
Right.
That's got to really hurt.
I think it's absolutely humiliating. Humiliating. I don't know. I feel like I have the type of children that even if we tried to parent out of fear,
mm-hmm.
even my husband has tried to parent out of fear before over
is
certain topics.
Do you think though that she's afraid of what he'll do? I wonder what the consequence is, right?
What,
like
what
if they're going
possibly,
there, what does he say? Like if it's broken, then what? Like I won't buy you a car or
like,
what?
What is the consequence?
I'm curious about that.
And
is it just that dad will be disappointed?
I don't know, but this is where I struggle to relate to things like this, because I have the type of children, not all of my children, but I have a couple of children that would be like, I don't, like, I'm not going. Like, I'm not going to get in the car with you and go to my gynecologist.
Well, he obviously is in control of her. Because I have kids too that think they can say no and just not go to stuff.
Right. Absolutely.
But she goes. There must be some big looming threat or something.
She's
afraid of losing his love, maybe?
I don't know. But I think that since this has gone viral, how humiliating for this girl.
I know.
How humiliating.
Yeah, and everybody knows.
And how embarrassing for T.I.
Like, I don't think he cares.
I don't know. I mean,
I should have thought twice.
Well, I mean, it says, I just read that his daughter has since unfollowed him on all social media.
So why did this even become reported on? Did somebody feel bad for her?
I don't know. Oh, she is 18.
Oh, she is. So she should be free of it now.
She is 18.
Maybe that's why she's saying something now. Because she's old enough.
I don't know. I don't know the whole story. I don't know all of
the... That is so weird. Can you imagine, like, okay, get in the car. We're going to go make sure the hymen is intact.
Well, and apparently the doctors have tried to educate T.I. on the fact that there are many other ways that your hymen can break other than sexual intercourse.
Right.
And he wasn't having it. He wasn't hearing it. He's like, nope, I don't believe you. So I don't care. He ignores all of the doctors.
Okay. So she's in the clear. She's still in his good graces, obviously.
Apparently.
Because now the whole world is watching to see whether or not she's intact.
He is proud of the fact, like, this was quoted on social media, that a quote from T.I. says, I will say that as of her 18th birthday, her hymen is still intact.
So he's really proud of this. This was like a dad goal that he set out, huh?
I think it's repulsive.
It's weird.
I think that's almost incestuous. I'm sorry. I think that is the most disgusting thing ever. Well, he needs to come out with a new record.
Or make a record. Leave your kid alone. God.
His next record is going to be about his daughter's hymen being
gross.
Intact.
Shame on him.
He should rename himself Lil Hyman.
Because we need another Lil.
We need another Lil.
Oh, hey, shit.
Lil Hyman's new record just dropped.
Good one.
Anyway, okay. That was a topic that
I
just kind of grossed me out.
That was worth discussing for a little bit, though, because there is weird stuff with parenting out there. Parents are weird, too. Their parents are weird as kids.
I think parents are... can be even more weird than kids because we don't know how, like, they have zero brain activity most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least our brains are developed. We just don't know how to handle the situation. So and especially like with our oldest kids, we're doing trial by error.
I know. My brain's on the way out though. I've got to do some crossword puzzles because I am a moron.
Oh my God. I'm dumb as fuck.
Obviously, I'm too stupid to not know that I need to have carbs when I have a bourbon. God.
My kids sometimes look at me like, why are you asking me that question again? You just asked me this like an hour ago and I answered it pretty clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a memory. I don't. I'm done. My brain is mush.
Yeah, they know it
too. To oatmeal.
It's fine. They just need to be nice and repeat themselves.
That's what I told them. That's what I told him. Oh, yeah. So that's the hot topic for today is the hymen.
All right. Well, it actually fits fairly well with our talking about disrespect because he's not respecting his kid. I mean, that's not why we wanted to talk about disrespect. I was talking about it coming from the kids, but right. He's also not respecting her. That's terrible.
I think when we talk about respect and disrespect, I think that we need to look at it from both angles, though.
Oh, I wasn't going to. I was just going to sit here and complain about the lack of respect from my children.
Yeah, I want to do that, too. I don't want to talk about how much I respect my kids because,
really.
Man, they can be dicks.
Well, but I do. And you know what? And that's what's upsetting, honestly, is, for example, I always knock on their doors before I walk in. And they just walk right in my room.
Yes.
And the little ones will come running in and flop down on my bed and ruin my pillows. And then I'm standing there at their door knocking politely.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want it to be reciprocal.
Right.
I really do.
Right. I agree. I feel that ever since my kids were little, I've always respected their feelings for the most part, their privacy. Unless there's an actual need for me as a parent to dive into their privacy
different.
A little
that's
bit.
That's not being disrespectful.
No, but I feel like I've respected things that they were going through. I was very big on teaching respect to my kids.
Did you teach it by modeling? Like, did you operate under the idea of, you know, like what you show them is what you get back? So like, for example, at dinner, I would always say to my kids, like if they wanted something on my plate, I would happily share it because I wanted to model to them, well, you should share with somebody if they want to try what you have or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it would always just come back. And some of it did. But with respect, like modeling respect, I don't feel like I got it back.
I get none of it back. Barely ever.
Do you feel like you used to?
When they were littler, but now when they're teens, I feel like the lack of respect is huge.
I do too.
And I don't think they even know.
I don't even think they think about how to respect or know. If I find one more wad of gum randomly in my house and all the gum wrappers in my bag and all of my gum gone, I'm going to cry about that.
I
pour this coconut water. I'm so sorry.
No, you need to hydrate.
A lady's got to hydrate.
You need to hydrate.
I'm that mom today.
You need to pee out all that bourbon.
It wasn't that much. Well, I just did it wrong. I don't know.
Well, did you get roofie?
No.
I mean, shit, you never know.
Sorry. Okay. No.
Where were you? You were at Hugo's?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird, like, weird people there sometimes.
No, I wasn't by the weird people, and it was late. I just needed to have more to eat.
Yeah.
Bourbon for dinner. It's just stupid.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, okay. Coming from the people that have it for breakfast on most days.
I don't know what happened to me.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So,
well, I feel like I have tried really hard to model the respect to my kids. And I feel that my husband and I have both worked really hard at trying to make sure the kids always try to put themselves in somebody else's shoes and show empathy. Would you want this done to you? No? Well, then don't do it to somebody else. And empathy is a different thing than disrespect. However, as teenagers, I feel like the rebellion piece is so huge and major that I feel like sometimes they go out of their way to be fucking disrespectful.
But are we looking at the rebellion as disrespect when it should only be viewed as rebellion? Because they're supposed to rebel because that's part of them being grownups. Because they have to figure out their path and what's the right thing for me to do as a person? What's the wrong thing? So then are we viewing it as disrespect? Well, I mean, it's still a disrespectful behavior, but I don't think they're thinking about it like that. Well, they're also not thinking.
I have trouble, and this is where I struggle. This is where I need help. I need to have a better grasp on the difference between the two, because I find a lot of the rebellion behavior to be extremely disrespectful. So just as a really dumb example that happened yesterday. So we have just bought new furniture because, again, we moved. And so we bought some new furniture for our new house. It was finally delivered yesterday. So we have this brand new furniture. It was unpacked and it was set up in my family room yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter came home for lunch probably 15 minutes after the delivery people set up my furniture and left. 15 minutes. Okay. Mm-hmm. She comes home for lunch. She makes her lunch and it was like pasta with sauce and whatever. Oh, and a bowl of frozen blueberries, which we know how those can stain, right? I mean, you can't even like, you don't even have a normal looking mouth after you eat frozen blueberries. Your mouth is like purple. So she comes home. She's like, oh, the furniture looks really nice. And she's being all sweet and wow, you did a really good job picking this out. And it looks so nice and cozy in here now. And I'm like, oh, thanks, you know. So she takes the food. She starts walking over into the family room. And she puts the bowl of pasta on the couch. Because she was going to put it on the couch and come back in the kitchen and grab the other bowl of blueberries and then head back in there.
And eat them both on the couch.
Yes, but she put the bowl of pasta on the couch, on the couch cushion, not even on the coffee table. She put it on the couch. After I said, do not eat in the family room.
Mm-hmm.
This is brand new furniture. Like, yeah. I'd like to
well, and
keep
you
it
see
clean.
The TV 5 feet away at the
right
island.
At the island, right?
Yes.
Where she can sit on a bar stool and watch TV. Exactly. That to me is a huge form of disrespect.
Okay,
I said, you're
not
eating in the family room. And she went in the family room and put her food on the couch. And to me, it's almost like a fuck you, mom.
I'm going to eat there if I want to.
I'm going to eat there if I want to because it's a material thing. And who cares about a couch? And that's what you're supposed to do is sit on the couch and eat. And, you know, who cares about your rules and I'm going to do it anyway because your rules are stupid.
Yeah. Okay, I can see where the rebellion blurs with the disrespect.
I was pissed.
You're ignoring your rules.
I was like, can I have like a new couch?
Did she spill it though?
4 seconds.
Did she
spill it? She didn't spill it.
Thank God.
But
I'm not saying that it would have been more disrespectful. I'm just asking about your couch in general because I'd be sad for you.
That was her argument though. She's like, I don't spill.
No, that's not a good argument. Mom said no. Oh, I heard this guy today in Target. God bless the parents of the where the kids are still young and they still have the energy to explain themselves.
Oh, fuck that.
This kid, he was like 3 or 4. I mean, cute little guy. But he's like, why are we going over down this aisle? I want to go over there and get my, you know, shitty toy or whatever. Of course, good old dad, who's, you know, still full of energies, actually answers with, oh, we're going to go this way so I can pick out the blah, blah, blah. Whatever. And I can't help but have this reaction in my mind where I'm like, because this is me now. I'm like, we're going this way because I said so.
Right.
I'm not giving you the logic.
Mm-hmm.
The logic is because I said so.
Right. And some people disagree with that logic.
I know.
You know.
But even when my kids were little, I had this amazing friend in my life who would say, so like MK would say something. I don't know. I'd give a direction, like put that toy down, for example. It's stupid, but, and she would say, you know, question why? Because they ask why 9 billion times a second.
Right.
Why?
They're learning.
Why? And so my friend, who was awesome, would say, she would answer for me sometimes. And she would say, well, first of all, because your mother told you to. And secondly, because that's where it belongs. Like she would give her the logic.
Logic-based parenting.
Yeah.
She read that book.
I loved that. How she would say, well, first, you know, because your mom said, and then give her the reason. So, because when they're little, they are sometimes just curious, right?
Well, they're learning and they're trying to navigate how life works.
I know. But then there's a point where it becomes really, like, I thought, disrespectful. Maybe my kid just asked me why, like, too many times in the world.
Well, when you have,
but I felt like
multiple
it gave her
kids and you're having to, you know, answer to these questions, you know, times four,
I know.
Times.
But sometimes,
you know,
I felt like she thought she had an option.
Mm-hmm.
If I gave a specific direction, well, why do I have to do it? I'm like, well, because I told you to.
When my kids became teenagers, I do this with my 11-year-old now, and I think it's just because I'm quite frankly pretty burned out. I'm finding that I am saying to them, I don't owe you an explanation. Just fucking do it.
Just do it.
And I'm not saying I use the fucking
part. No,
I'm just saying that to you now because I'm getting all fired up on this topic.
The brain message is, because I told you.
Right.
Like if I say, please stop leaving your, why is there gum in my refrigerator? Like already chewed gum. Why? And if I say.
That is a definite motherfucker moment.
Briggs, every day. I'm like, which one of you opens the fridge, decides to take the chewed gum out of your mouth and set it in there when you get something, because they're getting something to eat and you can't walk to the trash can to throw your gum away?
Oh my God.
I can't stand that.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
So if I say don't do that anymore and I get a why, I will not be giving you the logic.
Right.
I'm not going to say to you gum doesn't belong in the refrigerator.
No,
I'm
going
to say because I told you to throw it away.
Right.
See, I'm getting pissed off.
But you don't throw it away for them, do you? You make them do it.
No, you know, when I open it and I see gum there, that I just throw it away. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I just leave it there. I'm like, fuck you guys.
Oh, wait, you throw it away for them so they don't have to do the work?
I don't know which one of them is doing it. But if I open the fridge and see gum, I mean, I don't want to leave it there. It's gross.
Do you ask them like right then and there when you see it? Like, hey, who put the gum in the fridge and whoever did it needs to come get it out of here right now and throw it in the garbage.
Somebody in my house takes all the gum out of my bag, chews all of it,
mm-hmm.
and leaves it wherever they want. And I don't know which kid it is. I have not caught this person
yet. Yeah, you need to catch them red-handed.
And none of them admit it. They all blame each other.
Well, so then they know it's wrong.
Yes. Disrespect.
See, now those kinds of things don't, I mean, I know it's annoying, like the gum and it's gross and it's, but I think when the teenagers start doing stuff like that, it becomes,
I think it is the teenager.
I think it's the teenager.
I think it's the teenager and the 9-year-old. And I think the 9-year-old is teaching the 6-year-old.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, I know it's the teenager isn't taking the gum out of my bag, but she's leaving her gum wherever she wants.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I find disrespectful in my house and my husband, oh my God, if you could see how my husband handles this is, it's almost comical. So leaving the garage door open in my family is a huge, huge no.
You're talking about the main garage door.
The main
garage
door.
Like you just moved your
car. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, and not so much in the summer or whatever, but in the winter, like right now, what is it today? Well, 7 degrees, 10 degrees, something
17,
like that.
17, but it doesn't matter. It's too cold.
Okay. So we have some plumbing in our garage because we have like a utility sink out there. So when you leave the garage door open, not only does it like defeat the purpose of having a fucking garage in the first place because you want to keep your car warm, it makes the house colder, right?
Yes.
We have a bedroom above the garage, so mm-hmm. that makes those bedrooms colder.
Yeah.
There's all these reasons to close the garage.
And have you taken the time to explain all of them, the reasons?
Of course. Well, okay. I mean, this isn't a new thing. I mean, this was an issue at my old house,
I'm not
too.
Saying you have to. I just think it adds to your case.
Yes. So close the garage door. We actually have a group, like a family group text
about it.
If there's something that we want to communicate with our whole family, and our whole family, like we're not always in the same place at the same time. And if there's a message that we need to send to the entire family, we'll send it in the group text, right?
Yeah.
And so the last one was, guys, close the garage door. It is too cold outside. The pipes can freeze. Plus, there's just no reason to have the garage door open.
Right.
Like, close,
just close
the
it.
Garage.
And now yours, it's just push a button, right?
It's push a button.
From inside
I'm
your car?
I'm not asking
they
you
have the ones
to
that...
climb up there and grab the garage door
okay.
like we had to.
That's how I have to close mine. Well, I don't even park in it.
You don't have a garage door opener?
It's broken.
Oh, okay.
My garage is so, it's from 1905.
Well, yeah, you live in the historic
and
district, so
the,
yeah.
I don't know what year the garage broke the door.
Oh, I don't know how you handle but, that. So
well,
you park outside in the winter.
I park outside.
Oh,
it's
fuck that.
It's not, even, it's not attached to my house.
Right. But you can't, when your car's huge.
My car doesn't fit in the historic garage.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, but I actually prefer to park outside anyway.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay. Even in 17 degrees in Chicago?
It's not warm in my garage anyway because of the detached garage.
Right. But if it's snowing
it's
and
fine.
Icy, like it doesn't get on there if it's in the garage. Yeah. You don't care?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Nope. Well, but I'm asking because if it, not that they should still, not that they should be excused from doing it. But I'm just trying to get to the point, like, it's such a simple thing. It's not like at my house where you have to go and, like, pull the thing down and then get the cobwebs off of your hair. And
right. That's
deal.
A lot more
they're
effort than to push a button.
They're just pushing a button.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not okay.
And they won't do it.
That's not okay.
They won't do it. So there have been plenty of times where, I don't know, sometimes in the middle of the night I wake up just because I have teenagers and I don't sleep at night very well.
And it's open?
And I have come downstairs just to check on the house, and you best believe that one of those garage doors is open. And I'm like, you know what? Any person can walk into my freaking house in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
that's
I'm not
bullshit.
Okay with that.
No. And I don't know if you've heard lately, you know, like ever since the summer, there have been like a lot of break-ins around here.
In your neighborhood, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a friend of mine who lives just like walking distance from here, who a strange person was able to open her garage door in the middle of the night and walked into her house and stole a bunch of shit out of her house.
That's scary.
So I tell this to my kids.
Right.
I mean, is that not enough, you know, motivation to close the garage that we could, I mean, stranger can come in and rob you and... What is wrong with these
kids?
That's
weird.
Are
it should be enough, though, that you said to close it.
That
exactly.
should
be enough.
I shouldn't have to spend all of this time and energy explaining these stories about we could get robbed and killed in the middle of the night.
Right.
Because
now you're using the fear tactic too, huh?
Right, but how about just close it because I told you to close
well,
it
that's
because
the thing.
That will make me happy. And that is how I want my house to operate. I want my house to be locked up at night, garage closed. And when it's cold outside, I want my garage door closed.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to ask me why. Like, are you that dumb that you don't know why?
Well,
do I have to explain this to a 17 or 15 year old?
If they were, you told them. You did. You explained it. So now it's disrespect because it's already been explained.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I feel like in the morning when they're leaving for school and they don't close that garage door behind them, I feel like they're like sticking their middle finger up at me and being like, this is my last fuck you today, mom.
That's a little bit like, enjoy your day in the cold, mom. Don't get stolen, mom.
I don't, but why?
Hope you're not robbed, mom.
Why are they disrespectful?
I don't know. You should ask them that today. Because I bet you they don't even know.
But
they don't,
why?
I don't know. They don't think.
I know they don't think.
Say, why are you disrespectful? Well, they'll just say, I'm not.
Well, they will say they're not.
Yeah.
I don't have the capacity to, I don't have the patience for that. I find it to be completely disrespectful of doing exactly the opposite of something I asked you to do.
I wonder if, as moms of teenagers, are we supposed to just like accept the disrespect as part of it? Like, is that just a thing we're supposed to live through?
Sometimes.
And not have expectations about?
That's hard to do though, because
I know.
At what point do you say, you know what, you are more than capable of following this specific thing that I asked you to do, and you're specifically not doing it? Is it on purpose, or is it because you are so in your own world, in your own zone, that you don't even take into consideration what I asked you to do?
Maybe.
They think rules are stupid. I mean, if you were to ask my daughter right now, she is like the anti-rule follower right now.
Right. She's going to find her own path. And
yeah. When? Can you tell me when?
No.
I need to have a goal. I need to have a goal in mind. I need to have a light at the end of the tunnel because holy freaking shit,
I'm dying. I love tunnel light. Tunnel light's my favorite thing. That little tiny crack of sunlight from my...
I'm in a dark-ass tunnel. I'm like in the tunnel of evil darkness.
It's hard.
What's a disrespectful story that you have?
Besides the disgusting gum?
Like language.
Oh, I mean, like, you don't want to know about the language in my house.
See, I find language to be disrespectful. I mean,
well,
obviously we're
free. We should do a whole episode about swearing in front of your kids.
Yeah.
It's a topic.
Well, I mean, I could just do that whole episode based on this morning.
Yeah.
And because
okay,
I
so
lost
something,
my night this morning.
So my therapist, which we'll talk about a different day, about how therapy is a good thing.
Well, of course it is. I wouldn't be alive right now if it weren't for therapy.
Also, I just really need it. he talks about a culture of respect in the house, which I think is such a neat idea.
Mm-hmm.
To step back and like, because I'll just sit there all day and be like, that kid in particular has the shittiest behavior and respects nothing. But I think when I have the energy to do it, I do like thinking about what he says with, well, what's the culture of respect in the house?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. It doesn't change anything as far as, you know, I feel like my teenager's just still going to just do whatever she wants, but it at least gives me some sort of a goal of what I want my bigger picture to look like. Because I get caught up in the small stuff.
Yeah.
Like the gum.
Yeah. And you know what? In all honesty, the gum thing, that too shall pass. I mean, they're mm-hmm. not going to be leaving gum in the fridge. That's just an annoying daily thing that is just a pain in the ass. You know,
yes.
Like not cleaning up your room or not flushing the toilet or not putting the seat down
it's the
or
same
not putting
thing
your milk
not
away.
Flushing.
Or, you know, I mean,
flush the toilet and put your gum in the trash. Come on.
But the physical things like that, like the physical gum, the physical millions of dishes in your bedroom, that to me is disrespectful. That's disrespecting my house.
Yes. But I'll even say, I'm like, when I have to call the Orkin man because cockroaches are crawling over your face from the dishes in your room, you're going to pay for that. And I just get this blank stare. Like, it has never occurred to them that that's a thing. Because it hasn't happened, I should go and buy like plastic ones. Oh, put them in there.
Put them everywhere.
I might freak my own self out with that. But
well, that is funny. I find that to be disrespectful, but the kids don't.
I know they don't. It's weird.
Because we, as parents, are on a different developmental level in our brain than the kids are. So what we find to be disrespectful, they don't. In the moment, you just want to choke them until their eyes pop out of their face, right? I'm sorry, was that too graphic? Have I been dreaming about doing that?
And we value, obviously, we have different value systems. I mean, all individuals do, but it's very distinct between parents that have worked for things and kids that just sit there and ruin them.
That is my whole point. I feel like I have worked so hard and dedicated my life, given up a lot of things that I have wanted to do and passions that I've had in my life mm-hmm. to raise my children in a way that I want them to be
right.
amazing human beings.
Yes.
Do I need them to be straight A students, completely successful, this and that? No. I want to raise good human beings. And so when I have dedicated so much of my time and effort and, you know, given up some things that I have enjoyed in my life to do that for them, and then to have what in return at this point?
Right.
Disrespectful backtalk, leaving garage doors open and everything that I don't want them to do, it kind of makes you feel like, what the fuck was this all for?
I know.
I'm sorry. I get that attitude sometimes because it's exhausting put all of yourself to your kids mm-hmm. and then feel like shit about it later. It's actually not fair.
It's not fair. And it hurts.
It puts you into a place of feeling like an absolute piece of shit failure.
Yep. Pretty much. I want to talk about that more one day. Like just that mindset of the stay at home thing, like giving up the career and, you know, to do what you think is the most like nurturing thing for your child.
I think
I would
you
love
and
to
I
have a mom on here that didn't do that and hear that different perspective.
I know.
Cause I feel like it's just me where I'm like, wow, you must think I'm some sort of like slave piece of shit. Like, I bet you don't even know how that I was an honor student. Like, it just makes me feel so devalued
mm-hmm.
when they're like, well, I don't know. I hope that they come back.
Right. Ooh. Right. Yes.
All right. Let's get our wins in. Why are you staring at me like that?
Do you hear my dead silence?
Blank
there was
stare
dead air there for a reason.
Silence.
Dodson.
I asked you to go first because I'm trying.
Win. Excuse me. I'm trying to pull something out of my ass here.
Oh,
tell me your win because okay. I don't freaking have one today. My day sucked ass so far.
The whole
I'm sorry,
thing?
I sound like such a bitch.
The whole thing, really? It all sucked?
Today, I didn't even go into it, honestly. I went into the fact that the garage door was open and that was it.
All right.
No, I mean, my day started. I had such, I woke up this morning in such a good mood.
Oh, nice.
Like, I got out of bed. I was like, hey guys, oh, I just want to snuggle you and sniff your head, even though you're 11, but we're just going to keep pretending that you're my youngest baby that I still view as a 2-year-old. And oh, it's so cold, but we have late start. So let's like cuddle for a little while. And I was in the best mood. And it took a millisecond for it to turn to absolute shit. Shit, shit, shit. I hated this morning. And I'm still in a bad mood. Can you tell by my voice? I might kill somebody.
You want some of my coconut water?
No, I want some freaking bourbon. So,
okay.
Tell me one of your wins.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe you can do 2 wins and just have one for me.
I can give you one. Sure, I'll give you one.
What?
Well, I have to think of one.
My brows aren't on point. If that's what you were going to say like you did last time.
Your makeup does look good.
No, I have
okay.
weird like stragglers that I need waxed off.
Oh gosh. Okay.
See, you can't find a win either.
Well,
we're sucking at this one today at the wins. Did your kids all get to school on time?
You know what? I will tell you this. The teenager, all on her own, apologized for the way that she treated the 9-year-old this morning.
Ooh, that's huge.
That is huge.
I like that.
I was just sitting there not talking to her because I was exhausted, upset, and lazy. Not because I was trying to give her the silent treatment. I just was like, God, I'm such a loser for being hungover.
But she initiated the apology herself.
She did. All by herself. We weren't even in a conversation. She was about to get out of my car and she apologized.
That's actually a really good win.
It's a good one, mm-hmm. right? It might be big enough for both of us.
I'm going to take that as take part
it.
Of my win, too.
You can share it with me today.
Yeah.
Because it shows that one little glimmer mm-hmm. of reflecting on her own behavior. Like, I know kids are going to fight in the morning, but my God.
You should have seen my boys this morning. I can't even get into it because we're too Let's late not. Into this, but
okay. We're not going to get into it.
It was over a t-shirt.
Oh, well, mine was over a rice cake.
Yeah. Mine was over a t-shirt, and my youngest child got to school 20 minutes late this morning because of a fight with a t-shirt. So,
well, anyway. They're all there.
Yeah, they're all there.
All right, cheers. Your bourbon's gone, but I've got coconut water. The day will get better.
Empty glass to coconut water. Cheers.
All right. All right, follow us on the socials.
Yep.